This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast for the TR Publication Group and the Cloud Communications Alliance. And we have with us today Mike Rothschild of Route Trust. Mike, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So Mike, you know, the reason we're doing this podcast today is you guys recently became members of the CCA, and congratulations on your membership.
Thank you. We're very happy to join.
It's exciting to see new members, of course, and I also understand, I think, Route Trust is a bit of a new company on its own, too.
Yes, Route Trust is a brand. We've been around for a few years, but we are slowly developing a software platform, so we're becoming more well-known in a broader sense. And right now, there is kind of as we're starting to launch some new products. So this is a great time for us to be introduced to the world through CCA.
All right. So then with that, I need to ask the question, why does the world need another software platform?
Well, the world has changed. Me personally, I've been in the voice operations and telecommunication for a little bit over 20 years, voice specifically for about 18. And in the last several years, handful, regulatory environment has changed with carrier access reform. The technology has changed. So from, you know, PSTN and H323 all the way to somewhat of a standardized SIP environment. And then the commercial operations have changed. So margins are getting squeezed because of competition from companies like Skype. So everything has changed, but a lot of the technology that's out there has not been able to keep pace with all of these different changes.
So this is a real phenomenon. I think a lot of the members of the CCA and a lot of our listeners are facing on the provision side of the map, which is it's getting less rewarding to do some of the things we've historically done.
Absolutely. And yet there's still a required component of your product offering. So the margin contribution specifically for voice has been hurt would be the easiest way to put it, crushed if you're being somewhat inflammatory. But in general, it's been very difficult for folks focused on voice to find ways to continue to capture that margin and still at the same time redirecting resources to all of the other areas where there is large margin. So your cloud-based services, your network security, backups, all that stuff.
So how do you approach this problem with the difference? How do you approach a world that still needs voice, but where it's becoming less rewarding to provide voice?
Well, we start with just the basics. We are founded by a 20-year veteran on the telecommunication voice software development side. I joined with additional 20 years of operations, and we have a database and CDR, you know, kind of an analytics specialist who's been in telecom for about 20 years. So having this combination of highly experienced telecom team members in the technology side and on the voice operation side, that's allowed us to build software that nobody else has thought to build or has made a priority. So for us, it's really the creation of a vision. It's a recognition over the years that things just weren't working the way the status quo was no longer acceptable. We've now been able to put our ideas into action by creating the Route Trust platform.
Well, let's talk about that platform and talk about it in a less abstract way. What does that look like from the customer point of view? Maybe paint a sort of before and after picture.
Absolutely. We're a cloud native or cloud based platform as a service. All of our functions and products support voice in different areas. So we have an actual class 4 call processing platform, so a switch in the cloud. That includes, you know, your traditional least cost routing, basic CDR analytics, your media routing, including codec negotiation, all that kind of stuff. In addition to that, we have your phone number management. So you've got toll-free and local number management. If you're buying phone numbers from one or multiple parties, if you're a RESTBorg with the national database, all of those different providers and different databases require a unique swivel chair activity to support. So we consolidate a lot of that. And then CDR analytics. We take what was difficult, so a billion CDRs a month, throw them all into one database, and we can provide data that supports your operations folks down to the minute level that will support your network analytics folks that are looking to manage kind of how traffic is distributed, as well as your accounting and back office folks. So regulatory for FCC responses, for filings. Yeah, so the goal for our CDR analytics product really was to create one CDR resource that allows all of the different contributors to get the information they need. So you have your operations folks who are looking for how is a customer doing, what kind of traffic are they sending, is there fraud involved, is there robo-dialing involved. You also have your accounting and back office folks who are trying to collect CDRs to send a customer invoice out or to confirm or pay a vendor invoice, so reconciliation. And then last but not least, you have your regulatory requirements that say you have to hold on to CDRs just in case there's an FCC or call completion complaint. And so each one of those verticals are supported by our CDR analytics tools. And then we have what we call smart automation. So wherever possible, we are interconnecting to APIs. We can support FTP processes, and we can even do web scripting. So if you've got a vendor or a supplier that your team is having to swivel chair into or in between the different systems, that can cause delays. It can cause you to not create as much automation to your customer-facing portal as you'd like. We take all of those types of technology options, compile them as much as makes sense for your use case. So, for instance, if you've got you're looking for a brand new toll-free number, you can search for that toll-free number, reserve that toll-free number, activate that toll-free number on your customer account in your switch, also log into your vendor switches, whether they're AT&T, Verizon, CenturyLink, anybody else, load those numbers into their portal, and without having to leave the RouteTrust environment. The goal is really to create that smart automation to reduce as much swivel chair as we can.
You know, as we mentioned at the beginning of our podcast, you're now a member of the Cloud Communications Alliance. What are you hoping to offer the cloud community, the companies that are members of that group?
The cloud community, A, is already comfortable with the native cloud environment that we operate in. But we've also got the opportunity to help them provide more for their clients. Everything that RouteTrust does is API driven. So if you've got a customer facing portal where you want to enable your customers to take action, or if you're a carrier and you want to have your subject matter experts control pieces of your business, but you want to have your 24/7 team, internal team members can log into a portal and take action. We give users the ability to kind of control that through through our cloud-native environment.
What about the enterprise? Do you have a message for them?
Enterprise customers are an interesting category for us. We did not set out to build an enterprise platform, but as we continued to make the screens and the functions more intuitive, we found that enterprises were interested in taking advantage of the intuitive and simplistic nature of some of the functions. So for instance, if we have quite a few large national firms that have toll-free numbers that they want to manage, they want to manage their own disaster recovery across multiple vendors. They have multiple DIDs across multiple vendors in several jurisdictions, and they want to make sure that their inventory is being maintained properly. So they're essentially their numbers are being billed correctly. And then they want to receive those vendor CDRs and reconcile that against what their internal PBX is, if it's generating CDRs of their SBC. So confirming that their bills are correct, making sure that their inventory is controlled, and doing so with an intuitive, easy-to-use user interface. So enterprises are definitely a growing portion of our business.
And it's interesting you didn't plan it that way, and yet they've sort of found you, discovered you, and are using you.
Yeah, they're, on the, depending on which area of the business that you're in, what we find is when we solve a problem that somebody has, they're very keen on talking to us about how we solve that problem. And we're quite often winning the solution because, like I said, I've gotten pretty good at the intuitive nature of the platform. And then once they get on board, they start asking questions about other products and services. And we take pride in the fact that most of our customers grow with us within the first 18 months. They're asking us to provide them additional services through the RouteTrust ecosystem. So, yeah, absolutely. It's been a pleasant surprise, to say the least.
You know, turning to a lot of our readers who are in the channel and or our MSPs, is there an opportunity to partner with you guys?
Absolutely. We are... we have a very small direct sales force, as in you're talking to them. Everything else mm-hmm. is done through the channel partners. So we're very interested in agents that are trying to, MSPs and other folks that are trying to offer an enhanced service using the RouteTrust portal and the RouteTrust platform on behalf of their customers, or acting as a reseller and making introductions to RouteTrust working on some type of commission basis for that introduction. We're excited to work with both, actually.
Because, we come up to the end of our podcast. You know, I wanted to start where we began and a little conversation we had just before we began, which was that, you were telling me, you're a group of people that know how to design software, but you also understand this industry.
Yes. And that's key to the technology we're building. And not only is it a recognition for the 20 years that I've spent on the operations and engineering side of a carrier, it's also a recognition that technology is changing. So we take pride in developing our roadmap based on customer feedback. So the founder started the company, Russell Bierschbach is our founder. He started the company based on the philosophy that he believes in better business through technology, and he believes in better technology through collaboration with our customers. So we are engaged on a daily basis with our customers, trying to understand what problems that they're having, whether they're operational, administrative, regulatory. Are these problems that make sense for RouteTrust to develop a solution for? And we take pride on the fact that we're continuing to solve real problems in real time. And most importantly, we're prepared to pivot. So as the industry changes, so too will our platform and our focus. One of our CTO often talks about the problem of the day. So several years ago, there was a lot of regulatory and administrative requirements around rural call completion. Today, it's shake and stir and robocalling, and I'm sure tomorrow it will be some form of fraud or something of that nature. As each of these regulatory requirements or operational requirements pops up, we'll focus our development effort on solving those real problems as quickly as we can.
Well, Mike, I want to thank you for joining me today, and I also want to congratulate you on your membership in the CCA and wish you the very best of luck. Where can we learn more about RouteTrust?
I'm happy to be here and anytime. RouteTrust, our website is routetrust.com, routetrust.com. And you can always send an email to sales@routetrust or support@routetrust if you have an operational question. But we do our best to be available anytime.
Well, Mike, I know we're going to be talking again, and we look forward to our next podcast when we learn more and new exciting news out of your company. But for now, thanks very much.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.